The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury. Your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury. Offering accounts for every stage in life to meet your financial needs from branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Bristol. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And live from Kenyon Arena on the campus of Middlebury College, this is Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Senior night tonight as the Middlebury Panthers take on the Williams Eafs in the first of a back-to-back set. Of course, these two teams will play tomorrow night in Williamstown. This is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Glad you can join us here this evening. Brett Luthner at Kenyon Arena. And, well, for Middlebury, the last time out was a tough one for them. They faced off against Trinity. This coming off a 1-0 victory, their second straight 1-0 victory against Wesleyan the night before. But for Middlebury, Trinity came out flying. Barkley Gamble will get the first goal early in the first period, minute 34 in, to make it 1-0, snapping a shutout streak by Stephen Klein that going into that game had been at 134 minutes and change. It was a long shutout streak, but had it blanked. In fact, the exact number was 147.52. I think it's blanked. 1-0 Trinity, but the Panthers would strike back at the 11:29 mark, courtesy of Vinny Gesanti. Moran sets it up behind the net, spins a pass behind, nearly intercepted by McClellan. Off the boards, out the center, here come the Bantam. Well, here's a breakaway. Gesanti moves in. Gesanti scores! It was a turnover in the neutral zone. Vinny Gesanti turned and skated away from the pack. Panthers tie the game at one with 8:31 to go in the first. Gesanti's eighth of the season from Travis Stevens at 11:29 tied it at one. But then Danny Jacobs went for a trip. Jimmy McKee followed him with a slashing, so it was a 5-on-3. The Panthers got out of that first 5-on-3. Unfortunately, Frank Consolito got called for interference. It was not too much to the liking of Neil Sinclair, and he let the referees know about it. But another 5-on-3 in which Trinity would score with 1 second left on it. Tyler Whitney scoring it to make it 2-1. And then two goals inside the last 30 seconds of the period would make it 4-1 Trinity after one. They would score three more in the second to make it 7-1 before that chased Stephen Klein into the game. Came Henry Cutting. He'd give up a goal to Ross Mandigo to make it 8-1 Trinity after two. It would be 9-1 Trinity before the Panthers would get on the board again. This time it was Frank Consolito.
This one off the far boards and out the center. Here goes Stevens on a rush. Travis Stevens around the Trinity net and leaves it down low. Jacob spins out of a check. Sends back to the point. Frank Consolito. His shot scores! There's a tip in front. A
see who's going to get the goal, although McClellan is picking up the puck. So if that is Frank Cozzolino, that's his first career goal, and it's now 9-2 Trinity.
And indeed it was Cozzolino's first career goal. Danny Jacobs, Travis Stevens getting the assist at 5:30, making it 9-2. Barkley Gamble will get his third goal of the game to make it 10-2 before Middlebury would put one more back on the board. Again, Vinny Gesanti.
Behind the net, Neary has to retreat for it. Goes the near side boards, then Tkachuk gets it out to center. Now Gesanti. Vinny Gesanti. Nice move. Gesanti in. Bar down score. Vinny Gesanti's second goal of the game. He comes at the 15:07 mark. Two breakaways. Well, he created that second one, and Gesanti cuts it to 10-3, Trinity.
Gesanti's ninth of the season, second in the game. Kamil Tkachuk, Andrew Neary getting the assists at 15:07, making it 10-3, Trinity. Trinity would add one more with the second to go. Barkley Gamble getting his fourth of the game in a goalmouth scramble in which there were several jabs at the loose puck before it got by Henry Cutting. So Gamble got his fourth of the game, and the final score was 11-3, Trinity. The Bantams outshot the Panthers 51-26. Putting 19 shots in the first, 14 in the second, and 18 more in the third on the Middlebury net. Middlebury 6-9-11 in the three periods for the game total of 26. Trinity 3-for-6 on the power play. Middlebury was 0-for-6 with the man advantage. Well, that was last Saturday. And now we come to tonight, the first of back-to-back games against Williams. Tonight here, tomorrow in Williamstown, we will get you set. And what's looking around the NESCAC is the Panthers still mathematically alive for a playoff spot. So we'll take a look at all NESCAC play tonight and get the thoughts of Coach Neil Sinclair going into this senior night game between Middlebury and Williams. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena, where the Middlebury Panthers and Williams Eifs will get set to go in the first of back-to-back games. This, of course, senior night here tonight. As we look at the Middlebury lineup, and a couple things. First of all, four players from Middlebury are now out for the season. The injuries have been a storyline all season long because Middlebury has had to withstand several key injuries Zach Weir, Matt Doherty, Spencer Cage, Brett Dineen, all upper body injuries, all out for the season. Mark Lyman potentially out for the season with an upper body injury. The other two that are day-to-day, Braden Quest, day-to-day with an upper body injury. Brian Ketchabaugh with a lower body injury is day-to-day as well. He'll be essentially the third stringer today if hopefully it doesn't come down to that. But for the Panthers, a lot of injuries going into this one. And so they'll send out there Danny Jacobs centering Camille Tkachuk and Mitch Allen. Vinny Jasanti will center Mark McClone and Travis Stevens. Jimmy McKee in between Greg Conrad, Trevor Turnbull. Danny Tai along with Joey Pacini and Connor Lloyd. Andrew Nearing, David Bellucci, Brendan Dawson, Frank Cozzolito on the back. And Braden Quest right now listed as being in the lineup. He's day-to-day. He was going to be a game-time decision, as is Brian Ketchabaugh. He's a game-time decision as well. Sun Ho Park also on the back there. But again, the Panthers trying to piece it together with several injuries on the blue line. And so we'll see how it goes into this one tonight against Williams. The standings in the NESCAC as they are coming into tonight. Middlebury, again, still mathematically in a playoff spot. They are 3-11 in the conference. That's good for 6 points. Tied with Connecticut College for the 9th spot. 4 points behind Bowdoin, who is 5-9 with 10 points. They are in 8th, and they're in the 8th and final playoff spot in NESCAC. Everybody else above that, they cannot be caught. Tufts and Amherst tied at 15 points. Amherst 6-5-3, Tufts 7-6-1. Then the 16-point pair of Trinity and Wesleyan. Trinity's at 7-5-2, Wesleyan at 6-4-4. They have they're tied for fourth place. Hamilton in third place at 18 points, 7-3-4. 1 point behind the co-leaders at the clubhouse right now, Colby and Williams, or heading to the clubhouse, I should say. Both at 8-3-3, 19 points on the season. So 7 of the 8 playoff teams have been determined. And for Bowdoin, it's essentially simple. They win, and both Connecticut College and Middlebury lose. Bowdoin wraps up the 8th spot tonight. And they will go into the NESCAC playoffs, and then at least the 8 playoff teams will be set. And then, of course, the seedings, because 4 points separate the top 7 seeds, so anything is still possible on that end. Tonight's games, Hamilton is at Connecticut College. Williams, of course, here against Middlebury. Amherst visiting Tufts. And you got Bowdoin is at Wesleyan and Colby at Trinity. So we'll keep an eye on the Bowdoin-Wesleyan game, as we will in all games in the NESCAC going into action tonight. Just got handed the Williams lines for tonight. Colby Catella will center a line with Alex Haggerty and Wyatt Glover. David Italiano, Robert Cellini, and Tyler Young are another forward line. Cellini centering in that group. And you got Luke Stickle centering Marcus Malika and C.J. Sugar. And George Hunkel centering Will Summers and Joe Welch. Frankie Mork, Taylor Carmola, Max Fold, James McNamara, Sam Gray, and Keanu Hilaire are the defensemen listed for Williams coming into this one. So, with all that said, we had a chance to catch up with the head coach of the Middlebury Panthers, Neil Sinclair, headed to this one, senior night, which there are 3 seniors on the Middlebury roster. So we get some thoughts from Coach Neil Sinclair going into this matchup against Williams.
With head coach Neil Sinclair ahead of tonight's senior night game against Williams, and we'll just get right to practice this week coming off the game against Trinity. How did practice go for the boys this week?
Oh, I thought some good things happened at practice this week. We had good tempo on Wednesday and Thursday, and it's obviously been a tough year for a lot of different reasons, and I think a game like that, you just close the door on it and you move forward, and you're happy that you had a gutty performance against Wesleyan on Friday night, and you focus on the next game.
Now, one of the reasons is it's a young squad, only 3 seniors going out there here for the game tonight. The seniors that are going to celebrate senior night tonight, the contributions to their program?
No, I think all 3 are outstanding young men. They're really strong students. Greg Conrad, obviously, 2-sport athlete. Mm. Everybody's heard a lot about Greg, and he's been a really strong leader in the locker room and for us on the ice this year. Travis Stevens has graduated in 3 years. He's done really well for us. Had a tough injury his freshman year. And he's bounced back, and he's been a contributor for us. And Andrew Neer, he's been a stalwart on defense for us the last 2 years. And so we're real proud of what his contributions are and being the captain this year.
And all three of them statistically have had their best seasons this season. That contribution and that leadership, how important has it been to this young team?
No, I think it's, I mean, they've tried to lead by example, and each of them has made their contributions in the locker room in terms of the leadership piece. And Greg doesn't have a C or an A on his jersey, but I mean, he definitely brings that charisma to the locker room, and he has a great deal of respect for the players in the locker room.
Tonight against Williams, the first of a home-and-home set, and it's the one time a year where you get to play back-to-back games against the same opponent. So what's the different kind of a setup going into a matchup against Williams this weekend?
Well, I think with the way video is used today and the Internet, there aren't a whole lot of necessarily secrets in terms of the pre-scouting and everybody's ability to use that software. And I think the only thing that's different is that you're playing the same team back-to-back. And so you're going to do your pre-scouts. You're going to know what they do. The kids are going to know each other. And then there becomes an increased familiarity and the rivalries that are created with that.
All right. Thanks a lot. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more Middlebury College hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
We're back here at Kenyon Arena as we get set for senior night. Middlebury and Williams to get squared away here at Kenyon Arena, the last home game of the season for the Middlebury Panthers. As we spelled out, three games after tonight. They are at Williams tomorrow night, another 7 o'clock start down in Williamstown. And then next weekend, the Hamiami trip, Hamilton, on Friday the 17th at 7 p.m. And then Saturday afternoon at Amherst, a 3 p.m. start. Once again, to spell out the playoff scenario for Middlebury. They're still alive for a playoff spot, as is Connecticut College. The difference being is Middlebury needs to get some wins going on in a hurry, because a combination of two Middlebury points lost or two Bowdoin points, four Middlebury points lost or Bowdoin points gained, and Bowdoin will wrap up or at least eliminate Middlebury from playoff contention. Same thing goes for Connecticut College as we come down the home stretch of the season.
Bowden right now sitting in the eighth spot. But Bowden doesn't have an easy task of it, as they got to deal this time around with Wesleyan tonight. Wesleyan, of course, tied for fourth place along with Trinity, who they'll have to deal with tomorrow night. And both of those games for Bowden on the road in Connecticut. They're in Middletown tonight to take on the Wesleyan Cardinals, and then tomorrow they head to Hartford to take on the Bantams. Of course, Wesleyan and Trinity, having wrapped up playoff spots, now fighting for seeding. Everybody wants that top four spot in NESCAC play and get that home playoff game to start things off. Right, and with 4 points separating the top seven teams, really the only thing, Bowden cannot get a home playoff game, as they are sitting, well, they hypothetically could, but they got to jump over Tufts, Amherst, Wesleyan, and Trinity to get the four spot. They would have to run the table and have all those teams drop games. And of course, Trinity and Wesleyan play each other next weekend, so at the very least, one of those teams will have 18 points, and Bowden can still get the fourth spot, but it would take a miracle. So pretty much they're looking at playing a road game, getting into the playoffs, should they clinch. But first they got to do that. And to do that, they got to get a couple more wins or hope that Connecticut College and Middlebury take a stumble here going into the final 2 weeks of the season. The officials have hit the ice. This has been the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Prim is one of the referees, and for those that are wondering, that might cause some consternation, because that was one of the referees in last week's game, Gosselin, the other one. Scott Prim was not a popular member of the officiating crew last week. You hear the music in the background, and the Middlebury Panthers have now taken to the ice in preparation for this game against Williams. And now the purple and gold clad Williams Eaves step out onto the ice. As our good friend Kim Lohner would say, the boys from the land of the purple cow onto the ice, getting ready for this game between Middlebury and Williams. Not being starting lineups announced, but just a senior night recognition here on the ice. We send it down to Bruce Zeman. Just a moment, waiting for Bruce to be ready.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the beautiful Chip Canyon 85 Arena for tonight's game between the Williams College Eaves and your Middlebury College Panthers. And now the starting lineup for the visiting Eaves, starting in goal from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, number 31, sophomore Michael Pinios. On defense from Victoria, Minnesota, number 2, senior Frankie Mork. Also on defense from Spencerport, New York, number 25, senior Taylor Carmora. The forwards at left wing from New Vernon, New Jersey, number 23, senior Alex Haggerty. At right wing from Sewickley, Pennsylvania, number 18, freshman Wyatt Glover. And at center from Guilford, Connecticut, number 10, junior Colby Critella. And the rest of the Williams College Eaves. Williams College Eaves are coached by Bill Kangas, the assistant coaches, Mike Monty. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, the Panthers would like to thank you, the fans, for your support of the team this season. At this time, we'd like to ask Frank Cosolito and assistant captain Mark McClellan to please come forward and thank Ellie Gabarowski Schaefer for singing the national anthem this season.
As a bouquet of flowers now being presented.
and Hunt's all around. He's done such a fine job all season with both the Canadian and American national anthems here.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'd like to introduce our seniors and their parents and thank them for their dedication and hard work on the ice, in the community, and in the classroom. Number 25, Greg Conrad, joined by his parents, Paula and Tom Conrad.
Greg Conrad, it's an embrace from head coach Neil Sinclair, presents the flowers to his mother, and will now take a picture with both of his parents. Small carpet right by the where the Panthers enter the ice surface.
Number 9, assistant captain Travis Stevens, joined by his parents, Lisa and David.
Now Travis Stevens comes out, handshake and an embrace with Neil Sinclair. Also picks up the gifts for his parents. Travis Stevens, of course, is mentioned getting his schoolwork done in 3 years. Went from sophomore to senior season here with the Panthers.
And number 5, Captain Andrew Neary. He's joined by his parents, Karen and John.
And now the captain comes out. We'll get the okay for his mother as well, giving a gift to his father as well, and an embrace between them all, and now we'll take a picture as well. The three seniors from Middlebury College here this season.
Once again, thanks to all our seniors. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to please rise for the singing
now,
of both the Canadian and
back,
American national
off.
Anthems.
You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bivets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7. South in Middlebury.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1 WBTK.
National anthem completed, and we are just about set to go between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Williams College Eagles. Middlebury as the officials have been announced. Middlebury in the white jerseys trimmed in navy blue. They are going from left to right, defending the Middlebury, the clock tower end here in the first period. Williams. We have music coming on in the process as well.
The Cancer Patient Support Foundation. Make sure to stop by the tables at the rink entrances to donate.
Once again, thank you for helping us.
Hockey Fights Cancer type of a night tonight. Friends of Panther Hockey with that sponsorship. Williams in the purple jerseys, trimmed in gold, black pants and helmets. And the purple and gold socks. So it's an LA Kings combination, the old LA Kings combination for shirts and socks. And then the newer LA Kings versions of the black going on the pants and helmets. They're going from right to left, defending the Cornwall end. We are underway. Scott Prim drops the puck. Scott Prim, Daniel Gosselin, the referees. Peter Olsen, Ian McEwen are the linesmen this evening here at Kenyon Arena. The Eagles send it up and out through center ice. Back for it. And flipping it along. Andrew Neary, number 5. He's paired with Frank Consolito, 34, on defense. The starters for Middlebury. Shot stick wide. Vinny Chisanti, number 18, with it. He's out there with Travis Stevens, number 9, and the number 38 of Kamil Tkachuk. Those are the starting forwards for the Panthers. Dumped into the Panther zone by the Eagles. 36 seconds gone by in this contest as Williams goes off on a line change. No score. Chipped off the line. As the Panthers try to get it deep into the Williams zone. Instead, now it's turned over. Going the other way is Cellini. His shot goes wide of the net. Roberto Cellini, number 11, back to the point. A shot deflected right on to Stephen Klein, and he holds on. And 55 seconds gone by here in the first period. No score. Williams, again, those purple jerseys. And on the front, not happy with something, was number 3, James McNamara. He comes off shaking his hand on a slashing call. On the front, a old English W inside of the inside of a circle, a college circle, if you will, with Williams College on the edges of that circle. Now the Panthers off the faceoff, dumping in, of course, the familiar Panther logo on the Middlebury Panther logo on the front of the jersey. The clock hammer is on the shoulders of their home uniforms. Tied up in the corner, near side to our right, stepping away and sending it around the boards this time. Sam Gray, number 9, is sent all the way down. Bouncing puck onside. Breakaway attempt. Score! David Italiano, the leading scorer on the Williams Eagles, snuck in behind the defense. It's a breakaway goal a minute 27 seconds in, and Williams leans 1-0. Just a little alley-oop pass. Flipped. Lands in the right spot. Italiano goes off on the breakaway, and it's his 11th goal of the campaign. And it's 1-0. Williams with the lead. Now it's again in the Middlebury zone. Shuffling it along this time is Jimmy McKee, number 6. Corralled and trying to send it out with Sunho Park, number 13. His second effort deflected all the way down, so no icing. Going back for this one, Frankie Mork, number 2, sends it around the wall, near sideboards, and Williams comes out to center. Skating ahead with this one, CJ Shugart, number 24. His shot goes up and over. Shugart's got the rebound and sends it out front. Shot goes stick side by Klein in the near corner. Will Summers, number 21, couldn't get it in front of the net. The Panthers look to come out. Aggressive forecheck put on this time. Joe Welch, number 19. He sends it around the boards, not out. And Williams' player goes tumbling to the ice, and the Eagles have possession of the puck. Back into the Panther zone they come. George Hunkele, number 14, can control loose puck. Instead, comes back to the point, good keep. A wrist shot blocked down, and now here goes a race by Trevor Turnbull in the other direction. Trevor Turnbull, number 20, in on the left wing side. Backhands one towards goal. Stayed by Pinos, and he holds on after a goal mount scramble. Pinos actually Got shoved into the net by a couple players crashing the cage. 17-17 to go. First period, 1-0. Williams has the early lead, courtesy of the David Italiano goal, his 11th of the season. Face-off will come to the right. And goaltender Michael Pinos will give you numbers on both goaltenders in just a moment. This one comes up and out to center. Moving ahead with this one, Alex Haggerty, number 23. Steps in, shoot. In front, it was a pass and a beautiful one. Slammed home. Williams leads 2-0.
The assist number 17, Tyler Young, and number 8, Piano Rivera. All at 127.
And that makes it 2-0. Just 2:54 into the game. By the way, that first goal was Italiano from Young and Hilaire. Now, all of a sudden, it's 2-0. It was a slam dunk right out in front. We'll get the particulars in just a moment. In the meantime, puck back in towards the Williams zone. So the Panthers finding themselves on the wrong end early. And this one goes all the way down for icing against Williams. So it'll be a face-off all the way in the Williams zone. 16:46 to go in the first period, and it's 2-0 in favor of Williams. Face-off to the left of Michael Pinos. And the last goal, Wyatt Glover slammed it home. Haggerty gets the lone assist. Off the draw, controlled by the Eaves. And sent up and out to center. Although Panthers trying to regain and eventually do an arrow net. Andrew Neary steps out with it. So Glover gets his third of the season. Now the Panthers in the zone. Buck now behind the net, turned over. Williams trying to step away and do. Oh, we got a second assist on that. Curtelli. Behind the net, Panthers regain control. Stepping around with this one, trying to thread a pass through. Was number 26, Mitch Allen. It's turned over. And the Eaves gain the zone and dump it in. Brendan Dawson, number 2, sends it up the wall. This one comes up and out to center and all the way into the Williams zone. Pinos drops to both knees. He's sticking aside, and now gathering behind is Sam Gray, number 9. Sam Gray playing his 100th collegiate game here this evening. Puts a little spinorama move on in his own blue line. And then from the red, dumps it in. One of five players. He's the first of five players for Williams that could get to the 100-game plateau. Turnover in the Middlebury zone. Set up for a shot. That stick to side. Now it goes behind the net. With it, Shugart. Shugart bumped off the play by a couple of Panthers. Now it's a two-on-two battle down low in the corner to our left. Puck goes around the wall. Frank Cozzolino steps away with it. Cozzolino off the board. Sent ahead further that time by Mark McClellan, number 37. Behind the Williams cage it goes. A pass out in front. Collision. And now Williams comes away with it. It's Will Summers, number 21. Summers dips the shoulder. Comes back out. Sets one to the left wing circle for a shot that goes wide. Off the stick of Joe Welch, number 19. Up behind the Middlebury net, sent around the boards. And good to see Braden Quast is in there. He was day-to-day, listed as day-to-day, but feeling all right to play here this evening. Cross-ice pass on it. Here's number 2, Frankie Mork. Mork sends into the Middlebury zone, comes off for a line change. 14.5 to go. First period, 2-0 Williams. They've got 2 goals on 3 shots thus far. Onside play, McKee. McKee backhands one just behind the net. Rebound is loose. And by the way, Stephen Klein didn't have much of a chance on either one of them. Good move on the breakaway for the first one. And a slam dunk in the second. Closes the door on that shot from the point by Alex Haggerty, number 23. And we get a whistle with 14-12 to go in the first. 2-0 Williams. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Brought to you by One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Vergennes. Face off to the right of Stephen Klein. One by Williams, sent down low by Fold. Now the battle in the corner, and the Eaves come away with it. Step out in front.
That door is closed by Klein, trying to stuff it home with Wyatt Glover, number 18, just scoring a moment ago. Glover's start from Haggerty and Critella at 254. That was after Italiano's 11th from Young and Hilaire at 127. So two goals in the first 254. We've given the East a 2-0 lead here as we hit 13:40 to go first period. An onside chip into the zone, going in after it, Roberto Cellini, number 11. Cellini leaves off, a turnaround shot blocked off into the corner. Picking this up, David Bellucci. Bellucci had it knocked off his stick, and now trying to set up an attack in deep is Cellini. Buck stripped off of his stick, however, by Dawson, who then couldn't control it. He's rolling away from him, regains possession. Now the Panthers come out the center. A backhand chip in from the red line, that time by Kamil Tkachuk, number 38. A quick out, and here go the Eaves once again. Onside play for Marcus Malika, number 12. Malika goes around the net and slams on the brakes in the right wing circle. Try to put out in front, but that's cut off by Vinny Gisanti, number 18. Now a two-on-two board battle before it comes to the point, not out. Good keep and send in. Taylor Carmona, number 25, now does get out to center. He's trying to regain a footing here in attack. It's Malika. Marcus Malika onside. Chips in. Gets bumped by Neary. Going down low to get Luke Stickle, number 16. Trying to put one out front. It's deflected into the netting. And we get a stoppage. 12:31 to go. First period. And Williams leads 2-0. Our next broadcast on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network tomorrow night, 7 p.m., pregame at 6:30. Same two teams will get together, this time in Williamstown, Massachusetts. And hopefully the snow cooperates with everybody. This is going to be a little bit of a weather system coming through here. Buck gets back out to the point off the draw. Williams in control. Shot goes wide in the Middlebury cage. Klein looks behind the net. A stuff attempt out in front's knocked aside. And after it, slamming on the brakes, Brendan Dawson. Dawson takes a tumble, but evading the pressure and then flips one up and out of play. Pressure was put on him that time by Wyatt Glover, number 18. 12:04 to go in the first. 2-0 Williams. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and NSFI certified. A face-off in the zone to the left of Stephen Klein, controlled by Williams. A sharp angle shot by Haggerty misses the mark. Comes all the way to the point where it's sent back into the zone by Sam Gray. Picking it up and taking a shot towards goal is Haggerty. Save made by Klein and then closes his legs right on the goalpost to make sure no rebound was poked home. And then some pushing and shoving after the play. 11:50 to go. First period, 2-0 Williams. For those tuning in late, two goals in the first 2:54. Italiano on a breakaway at 127. Glover on a beautiful pass in front, just a slam dunk for him at the 2:54 mark. Has given the William Eaves a 2-0 lead. Now Trevor Turnbull comes up and out of the zone. Pass ahead for Mitch Allen. Oh, check it. Greg Conrad is off the mark. Conrad just couldn't control, and quickly Williams goes the other way. An onside play for Colby Critella. Tell us, stick handles around the right wing corner and leaves a pass on off. Still worked around before the Panthers regain through the person of Danny Jacobs, number 39. Here's a pass across eventually. It's on to Turnbull. Across to Jacobs. Jacobs sends into the Williams zone. 11:10 to go, first period. Williams leans 2-0. The skate up and out of the zone, David Italiano. Italiano onside, trying to take a shot towards goal. That's fanned on. It goes behind the net. Picked up back there by Gisanti. He takes a tumble. Italiano was the one that knocked him down. Gisanti's got it again. He's now tied up with Cellini. They do a board battle before the puck works free. And out comes Allen. His pass deflected, intended for Tkachuk. And then another one comes up. And this is the first time in my 2 years covering the Panthers that a puck nearly made it up here in the press box. 10:39 to go in the first. 2-0 Williams. Faceoff will be at center ice. It hit the facing here in the upper in the press box and ricocheted down low just below us. And we get a false start on the faceoff, so we'll do it all again. Off the draw, Panthers control. Consolino, red line and a dumping. It's a hard around that catches the glass at a funny angle and slows down. Puck works itself free, and here come the Eves out to center. Moving ahead in an onside. It's a 2-on-2 for a shot taken by Malika. It's blocked off. Malika heads to the front of the net. Still couldn't get the puck. Moves along the near side boards and is sent down low. Cozzolino hits his man. Now it becomes a 2-on-2 battle before walking away with it. Shugart. Shugart throws out in front but goes across to everybody into the far side boards. And Shugart spins to the ice. Puck comes to the point but not out. Two swings at it. The second one, McNamara sends down low. Panthers dangerous out in front of their own net. But here goes Brendan Dawson. Dawson onside play. Steps in and is stepped into a hit. A good, clean, open ice hit put on that time by number 15, Max Fold. Panthers still control. Now left wing shot, Dave Pinos, and he holds on. And then afterwards, some pushing and shoving between number 10, Joey Piccini, and number 14, George Hunkele. 9:40 to go. First period, Williams leads 2-0 over Middlebury. Face off to the right of goaltender Michael Pinos. Pinos has gotten most of the starts. The junior, or the sophomore, I should say, comes in. Another shot save, Pinos, and he holds on. Pinos coming into this game, a 6-5-3 record, a 3-on-3 goals against average, 8.75 save percentage. He's played 14 of the 21 games overall for Williams. Stephen Morrissey, one of the backups here tonight. In league play, 5-3-3 for Pinos, 2.85 goals against, the save percentage of 8.75. Bouncing puck in the left wing circle. Steven Klein, the net at the other end once again for the Panthers. He's played in 17 of the 20 games that Middlebury has played this season. Out front, a sharp angle shot goes across the near side corner. Turned over. The centering pass out in front by Connor Loy is deflected around. Now Middlebury putting some pressure on in the Williams zone. A puck takes a bounce off of a skate and will get out the center. And a nice hop. Away goes Haggerty. Alex Haggerty leaves a pass on off for Gray. Sam Gray now deep in the left wing corner. Sends a puck around the wall for Haggerty, who goes behind the net to get it. And he gets help from Colby Critella. The only player last year for Williams to score more than one goal for the East. Williams scored 8 goals against Middlebury in the two games. I should say in the head-to-head against Middlebury. Williams scored 8 goals. Critella had 2 of them and 7 others had 1. Now evasive moves back out to the point for the send down low. Patella couldn't control. Let's check that at Haggerty. Puck comes around to the near side boards. Still in the battle, and then coming along, David Italiano, as Williams looks to complete the line change. Italiano steps in, sharp angle shot, nearly takes the head of the referee, Daniel Gosselin. The other way, the Panthers get to the blue line, try to dump it into the Williams zone. Chop that in the Williams end and then quickly back out to center. 7:58 to go. First period. 2-0 Eves looking for more. A shot and it's blocked off. That one attempted by Italiano, who's got one of the 2 goals for Williams here this evening. Now moving the puck ahead and backhanding it into the bench and lifting his head towards the sky is Mark McClellan. And we get the whistle. It's 7:46 to go in the first. 2-0 Williams. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Neutral zone faceoff just outside the Middlebury blue line. Panthers control. First ice pass again. The aggressive puck pressure put on by Williams. It's almost like man-to-man pressure. One man to every player, and when the puck gets there, they are on top of him. Around the boards, far corner. This all in the Williams zone right now, but picking up the loose biscuit, sending out the center short. Shugart quickly, oh no, didn't send out the center, stayed in. Losing an edge is Travis Stevens, and now Williams comes out to center. A little flip ahead this time by Shugart. It goes behind the net where it's wrapped around by Brendan Dawson. Gets the return pass, tries to evade some pressure and will eventually do so. Brendan Dawson with 7 minutes to go in the first period of a 2-0 Williams lead. Sets it up for Travis Stevens. Stevens, nice move, left wing circle. Leaves a pass on, off for a wrist shot taken by Jasanti that's blocked down. And this one will come out to center. Quickly sent back into the zone by Cozzolino. Greg Conrad puts on some forechecking pressure, but Williams works the puck around the boards. Trying to move it out is Joe Welch, number 19. Does to center. Panthers trying to get a foothold here. Cozzolino can't control a bouncing puck, and it goes right to Will Summers as it takes a crazy hop. Back out to the point. It's Carmola. Taylor Carmola sends a puck that goes wide of the net. Rebound, far sideboards, and another dump in. 6:18 opening period, 2-0 Williams. Couple players chop at it. Trevor Turnbull comes away with the loose puck. Passes on to the left wing side that could be controlled by Conrad. Williams regains possession. Moving with this, Carmola sends it ahead. No icing on the tip in. Back foot, Cozzolino. Cozzolino pressured behind the net. This is going to be a theme all night long. Williams with that aggressive forecheck. Alan, if you're an NHL fan, the LA Kings of these last several years, the Chicago Blackhawks love to do this pressure game too. Now it's Andrew Neary. He sends it around, trying to pick up a loose puck as Lloyd. He couldn't do so. Back at the point for a shot that's knocked down. Here goes Lloyd again. A deflected pass out to center. Here goes Danny Tye, number 41. Tye shooting. That's deflected wide of the net. Rebound collected behind and skated around by Mort before he's cut off. Picking it up is Lloyd. Pass eventually works its way to the point, Sunhill Park. His shot blocked down in front. Williams not letting many shots get through to Michael Pinos. This goes down, no icing. Back for Brendan Dawson. Snaps a long pass ahead that's nearly intercepted by Sam Gray. Loose puck at center ice, tipped in towards the Panther zone, quickly back out by Park, shuffleboarded along, and eventually shot on goal by Italiano, grabbed and held on to by Klein with 4:57 to go in the first, 2-0 Williams. I mentioned before on the Williams end, they have five players, Sam Gray being the first of them, that could get to the 100-game plateau. Tyler Young, James McNamara will get it before the end of the season, barring injury. George Hunkley, he's at 95 games. He'll get it, if he plays every game on out, he'll get it the next CAC quarterfinals. And then Luke Stickle, if Williams makes it to the finals and he plays in every game, Luke Stickle will hit the 100-game mark as well. Here come the Panthers out to center ice now. Moving ahead is Tkachuk. Tkachuk in a stick battle this time with Max Fulp. Puck's turned over and back out to center. A dump in from center that time by Tyler Young. Line change on for Williams. And one of the E6 tumble dropping over the boards. That's Keanu Hilaire. Delayed offside will be whistled down or might have got out of play. 4:12 to go in the first. 2-0 Williams leads. Middlebury College Hockey and a One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network brought to you by Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. It's a neutral zone faceoff right in front of the penalty bench area, and the Eaves control the puck. Chipped in from the red line that time off the pass by Shugart. Behind the Middlebury cage, Cozzolino sends it around the board. Stevens just pokes it further ahead. Shuffleboarding it into the zone was Jasanti. A centering pass out in front's cut off. Back to point. Delayed penalty call against Williams. Cozzolino shooting, and he just missed the net. Rebound down low. Chopped out. Panthers still control. And loose puck goes around. Tripping over this, a loose stick on the ice was Mork, and it allows the Panthers an opportunity and a deflection just wide by Stevens. Extra attacker on for the Panthers. Back to the point, Turnbull. Left wing circle for a wrist shot. Save Pinos, and he holds on. A hard wrist shot from Frank Cozzolino. 3:24 to go in the first. Panthers to go on the power play, trailing 2-0. And we'll see who's going into the penalty box. That would be number 24, C.J. Shugart. Check from behind will be the call. Time of the penalty, 16:36. And now the Panthers on the power play, and the puck sent all the way down. Middlebury on the season, 13-69 on the power play. It's an 18.9% efficiency. Williams killing them off
58 for 77. That is 76.3 efficiency. Neary at the points. That's up a one-timer from the left-wing circle that's blocked down. And the shorthanded skate ahead this time by Cellini. Quickly, the Panthers, though, back in only momentarily. It's sent all the way down. Bellucci, rather than trying to fumble around with the puck, just lets it settle down before gathering. 1:10 to go in the power play. 2:33 to go. First period, 2-0 Williams. An onside rush into the zone, trying to slow it down. Not able to do so is Allen. Loose puck comes free to Sam Gray. Gray can't clear the zone. Allen, oh, nice job, though, on the boards by Frankie Morton. Intercept, but the Panthers control in the zone. Dawson, now right wing circle, Stevens. Back to Dawson's one-timer. It's blocked down in front. Rebound to the far boards. Turnbull tried to send a pass to the point. That's blocked down. Good keep at the point by Dawson, though. Brendan Dawson holds, gives to Stevens. Stevens, cross-ice pass. Turnbull shooting. It's blocked in front. Out of position was Pinos, but it was never on goal, and the rebound cleared out to center. 23 on the man advantage. 1:45 first period. 2-0 Williams. A pass behind Stevens, and back into the Panther zone this goes. Brendan Dawson behind, Travis Stevens loops around. Stevens has got a goal and 6 assists in his last 5 games, as this one gets chipped up and out of play with 3 seconds to go on the power play and 1:26 to go in first. 2-0 Williams leads. It was just to say, Travis Stevens, he's got, this being his senior year, of course, he's going to graduate in 3 years. Had his first 2 career multi-point games in the last 5 games he's played. 3 assists against Bowdoin, 2 assists in the last game against Trinity. He's got a goal and 6 assists in his last 5 games, which pretty much matches coming into this, or going into the 5-game stretch, his career total. The neutral zone face-off here. It's controlled by the Panthers. Neary, but he's got to go back in his own end, so the power play is over. Middlebury is 0-for-1 with the man advantage. Chip on up ahead. It's intercepted and sent back into the zone this time by C.J. Shugart. Quickly, the Panthers go the other way. Bumping it into the zone and chasing after it is Jasanti. Puck works its way back to the point, sent down low by Consolino. Further on the cycle, Jasanti's now got it. Consolino at the right point, sends cross ice from Neary at the left point. His shot deflected wide. Rebound comes in the near side boards. Jasanti tried to go back to Consolino at the point. It's intercepted. And in the other direction, here's Shugart. Shugart tried to center one. That's blocked, I should say. But Williams still with the puck. A left wing circle shot taken and held on to. Frankie Moore took it. Steven Klein telescoped out and gathered it. 37.7 seconds to go here in the first period. 2-0 Williams. Williams got their 2 goals early. David Italiano's 11th at 1:27. And Wyatt Glover's 3rd at 2:54. The 2 goals for the Eagles. A bouncing puck that goes wide in the Middlebury net. Rebound to the far side boards. Half a minute to go in the period. 2-on-2, they battle along before finally working the puck free is Alex Haggerty. Trying to send out in front. That's intercepted. The Panthers look to and will come out to the center. This misses. Everybody goes all the way down, but no icing. And behind the net with it now is Carmola. Sends it around the far side boards. Mash up along with 8 to go in the period. Circle shot from the left wing. Blocked down. Kachuk attempted it. Now quickly the skate out. And the shot attempt by Carmola hit his teammate Alex Haggerty in the leg pad, and that's how the first period will come to an end. Shots on goal in the first period, according to the big board. 9 for Williams, 7 to Middlebury, and though that might change after further adjustments. Our score at the end of 1, it's the William Eves 2 and the Middlebury Panthers 0. First period recap when we come back. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Vergennes, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena, where the Williams Eagles have a 2-0 lead over the Middlebury Panthers after one period of play. And here's how we got there. It did not take Williams long to get on the board. In fact, a minute 27 into the game, when going in on a breakaway was David Italiano. Tied up in the corner, near side to our right. Stepping away and sending it around the boards is done. Sam Gray, number 9, is sent all the way down. Bouncing puck on side, breakaway attempt. Score! David Italiano, the leading scorer on the Williams Eagles, snuck in behind the defense to breakaway goal a minute 27 seconds in, and Williams leans 1-0. David Italiano's 11th goal of the season. The assists come from Tyler Young, and the secondary assists are later given from Keanu Hilaire, made it 1-0. Williams at that point. They would expand their lead just a short time later. In fact, the lead would be doubled a minute and 27 seconds after that, courtesy of Wyatt Glover.
And goaltender Michael Pinos will give you numbers on both goaltenders in just a moment. This one comes up and out to center. Moving ahead with this one, Alex Haggerty, number 23, steps in, shoots. In front, it was a pass and a beautiful one. Slammed home. Williams leads 2-0.
Wyatt Glover was the one that slammed it home. Alex Haggerty and Colby Cretella getting the assist at 2:54. So it took Williams a minute 27 to make it 1-0. It took him another minute 27 seconds to make it 2-0. But no more goals after that. Middlebury picked it up a little bit. Got one power play, which they could not score on in that first period. Shots on goal, 9-7 in favor of Williams. And our score at the end of the first period, it's the Williams Eaves 2 and the Middlebury Panthers nothing. When we come back, we'll give you the out-of-town scoreboard. You'll listen to the Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The days are getting longer and spring will soon be here. Now is the time to start thinking about purchasing a new home in 2017. Give one of our five agents at Champlain Valley Properties a call to start the process. Nancy Foster, Diana Bertheum, Robin Foster Cole, Mandy Daly Hodson, and John Snyder White are all available to guide you through the home buying process. Let their extensive knowledge of Addison County help you get into a home of your own. Stop in our office at 70 Court Street, call or visit us online at ChamplainValleyProperty.com.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Hey, you in the truck going fishing or hunting today? Do you have everything you need to bag that big one? You sure? Let's go over that checklist. Snacks, lures, worms, ammo? How about beer for later and breakfast before you get to camp? How about a whole keg? You forgot something, didn't you? Head on over to Virgin's Redemption right on Main Street. They have all those things. And hey, if you need something a little more upscale for dinner when you get home, they have a great selection of wine too. Virgin's Redemption, open 7 days a week.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snowblower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
2-0 Williams after one period of play. This is the NHL and NESCAC scoreboard update. We'll tell you why in a second. And it's brought to you by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Before we get to the scores first, a melancholy bit of news out of the NHL is Red Wings owner Mike Ilitch passed away earlier today at the age of 87, so the hockey world mourning the loss of a true pioneer with the Detroit Red Wings. Of course, the Wings won 4 Stanley Cups in the ownership, in his ownership, I should say. So Mike Ilitch having passed away earlier today at age 87. 2 games in the NHL tonight. The Tampa Bay Lightning visit the Minnesota Wild at 8 p.m. start. And the Chicago Blackhawks trying to avoid getting swept by the Winnipeg Jets in the season series. Chicago and Winnipeg playing at 8 p.m. in Manitoba. Those are the only 2 games in the National Hockey League. In NESCAC play, while we get to that, because there's only 2 games going on in the NHL, well, everybody else is tied at the end of one period of play. Hamilton and Connecticut College are tied at 1 in New London. That's after one period. Colby and Trinity score, just about to get underway, I should say, in Hartford. Of course, Trinity has the later start times there at Trinity.
So they're about to get underway. End of one half, Amherst and Tufts are scoreless. And after one period of play in Middletown, Bowdoin and Wesleyan, the game that Middlebury fans are watching the most of any of the games, Bowdoin and Wesleyan are tied at one at the end of one. Other Middlebury teams in around NESCAC play, the Middlebury men's basketball team have a 17-point lead on Amherst, 51-34, late in the first half, right across the way here at Middlebury. The women's basketball team on the road at Amherst, all over Middlebury, 35-9, starting the third quarter of play in that game. Women's ice hockey not playing tonight. They'll have two games here against Colby tomorrow at 7 p.m. And Saturday's game, if you plan on coming out here to Kenyon Arena, has been bumped up to 1 p.m. due to the impending snowstorm coming in here to Middlebury. So all the goings-ons here for Middlebury and NESCAC. That has been the out-of-town scoreboard. Sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. So we, of course, keep an eye on the scoreboard. A Bowdoin win tonight combined, well, Bowdoin win combined with losses for Connecticut College and Middlebury will pretty much wrap up the eight spot for Bowdoin, with three games to go, as Middlebury and Connecticut College will be six back. But, of course, there's still plenty of action to go here this evening all around NESCAC play. Williams having the 2-0 lead, scoring two goals in the first 2 minutes and 54 seconds. David Italiano's 11th goal of the season made it 1-0. And then Wyatt Glover's third goal of the campaign made it 2-0 Williams, just 2:54 into the contest. And that is where we stand after one period of play. The Zamboni has gotten done with his duties on the ice, and they're getting the nets set up as we get ready for the second period of play. There will be no carryover power play time for either side. There was only one penalty in the first period. C.J. Shugart checking from behind call that the Eaves were able to kill off that man advantage, and so both teams will start 5-on-5 as we head into the second period. Our score at the end of one, it's the Williams Eaves 2 and the Middlebury Panthers nothing here on senior night at Kenyon Arena. The second period of action will come at you when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest mattresses. Hubbard & Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. R.H. Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs. And Telescope Casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena, both teams hitting the ice for the start of the second period. 2-0 Williams with the lead over Middlebury. The Panthers, in their white jerseys, trimmed in navy blue, will be going from right to left, defending the Cornwall end of the ice. Williams, purple jerseys, trimmed in gold, black pants and helmets. They're going from left to right, defending the clock tower end. Michael Pinos defends the goal to our left. Stephen Klein, the goal to our right. We're looking at all the tiebreaker scenarios. For Middlebury, as the second period is on the way, for Middlebury to really catch up to the eight spot, as this shot sticks aside by Pinos down at his end. A stuff attempt not there, rebound behind. Middlebury would have finished tied with Bowdoin. Head-to-head would be out the window. Wins in conference would be out the window because they were, barring nobody ties, they were both finished with the same amount of wins. They'd have to go to head-to-head. They'd have to go to get record against the top four teams in the conference. There might be a little case study going on there. Down to the ice goes Andrew Neary. A penalty call coming up against Williams. Back for it is Cozzolino. Klein takes a look, he starts to, stays in his net, waits for everybody to slide by, and then comes out. But in doing so, the puck bounces off the stick, offside is going to be a call. 54 seconds into the second period, and we'll get ourselves a Middlebury power play. He's making the call is Daniel Gosselin. High sticking is the call. So, second power play for Middlebury, as into the penalty box goes Wyatt Glover. Shot never gets through. Hits the side of the... It's actually shin guard in front and goes into the corner. Near side, battle for it. First one out, Luke Stickle. Trying to get out of the zone, couldn't quite do so. Still, the puck comes to the point. Now the Panthers control. Brendan Dawson shot. Save. Pinos does not know where to rebound. He popped up in the air. And then a rebound to the point. Not out. Dawson on the keep. Goes to the right wing corner. That cannot be controlled by Kachuk initially. Then a pass behind the net. Missed the mark. Going after it, Mitch Allen. Allen ties up there with one player. A turnaround shot that time taken by Kachuk. Missed the mark and comes all the way out to center. So Glover, two for high, sticking of 54 seconds, gives the Panthers their second power play of the game. Now, that tiebreaker, as you say, top four, it gets interesting because it could be, it's just a log jam in the top four. So that's what we can't even surmise. We do know the Panthers, even if they lose today and Bowdoin wins, cannot be officially eliminated, but for all intents and purposes, it'll be difficult. Shot, same made by Klein on a shorthanded attempt that time by number 17, Tyler Young. Stick goes flying, and now the penalty's going to come against Williams. Here come the Panthers in an onside play. They're going to go for a rush here. Shot wide, rebound behind, extra attacker on for Middlebury, sent out in front, and that's intercepted. And so the Panthers will have a two-man advantage. Tripping's going to be the call. It's been a while since the Panthers have had a two-man advantage, but heading to the penalty box is Tyler Young. Time of the penalty, 2:27. Middlebury on the season has only had 2 5-on-3 advantages. They're 1-for-2. 6 times the Eaves have had to kill off a 5-on-3, or at least the attempt. They were successful half those times. Behind the net, Klein sets it up. So the Panthers, if they want to score on this 5-on-3, have got 14 seconds to do so. Pass on to left wing boards to Chuck. He's onside. Leaves it off Dawson. Dawson takes a look, steps in. There's a pass, gets a return. Dawson holds. Oh, trying to go to down low. It's intercepted. One penalty is over. 1:30 to go on the second one. And now a shorthanded attempt here. Bumped off the play, though, was Glover. Panthers gain possession, so they cannot convert on the 5-on-3 portion. Still have 1:16 to go, 5-on-4. Onside skate for Turnbull. Turnbull tried to chip it in, but that was intercepted and sent all the way down. Klein sets it up behind the net. Sends it around the walls. Picking this one up is Bellucci. David Bellucci steps away with this. Sends a left wing pass onto the stick of Vinny Gesanti. Gesanti chip and chase. Gets the puck down behind the net. Sends it around the boards, and Panthers look to set up a power play. Bellucci to the left point, Neary. Back to the right point, Bellucci. Now Neary again. Holds. Fires through a screen. Save made, and getting a stick tied up was Gesanti. But the Panthers still have possession. Bellucci a drive and a save made. Rebound to the near side boards. Stepping up with this one. Trying to move the puck back to the point. Not able to do so. Jacobs still in a battle for it. 25 on the power play. 15:56 to go in the second. 2-0 Williams. Oh, big scrum down in the near corner to our left. Worked free and just sent along and all the way down. That time right on goal, too. By the number 10, Colby Cretella. Final 5 seconds of the man advantage for the Panthers. They'll be 0-for-3 on the power play this evening. It's Bellucci from center dumping it in right to Pinos, who holds on. 15:29 to go in the second. 2-0 Williams. Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Brought to you by Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. Face off to the left of Michael Pinos. And off the draw, it'll be controlled and skated out by Williams. Moving ahead with this one, Frankie Mork puts a high-rising shot that goes over the bar. Headhunter to Klein had a duck from. On the point, a shot blocked down in front. Still strapped for a near far side boy, I should say, before it goes behind the net. And picking up the loose puck is Summers. Pass out to the point is off a stick, and here goes Conrad the other way. Greg Conrad trying to feather a pass across for Turnbull, but that's broken up. And now Williams skates in the other direction. It's a 1-on-4 effort, but still skating in anyway. And trying to get to the front of net with Summers. And that's just plucked off his stick, and the Panthers get it back out to the Williams zone. 14:40 to go, second period. Each team has 10 shots on goal. Williams scored on 2 of the first 3 in this contest. Lead 2-0. Behind the Middlebury King. Dawson fakes a wraparound and a bouncing puck that Gesanti finally controls. Vinny Gesanti dangerously out in front, and the puck knocked off his stick. Frank Cozzolino's got it. Cozzolino sends it behind the net. Panthers collect. Left wing boards Gesanti. His mark an alley-oop that goes all the way down. It'll be icing against Middlebury. And we get a whistle at 14:11 to go in the second period. And Williams leads 2-0. Again, our next Panthers broadcast here on One Credit Union Panther Radio Network is tomorrow night at 7 p.m., the pregame show at 6:30. Middlebury and Williams, the back end of this home-to-home set, as is the case every season. It'll be in Williamstown, Massachusetts, tomorrow night, the 6:30 pregame and 7 o'clock faceoff here on One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Williams controls the draw, skating around Haggerty. Tried to throw out front, it's blocked off. Still coming away with it is White and Glover. Glover now for Haggerty again. In point control, spitting puck on him, and a turnaround shot that time, and a good one by Glover, but Klein was ready for it. Now the other way quickly, and dumping into the zone, Gesanti, line change on for the Panthers. Trying to get it out quickly, not able to do so. Williams, a bouncing puck in the neutral zone, collected by Glover, sends in from the red line, line change on for Williams. 6.5 minutes gone by, second period, and an offside call. Williams with a 2-0 lead on Middlebury. As the clock stands at 13:30 to go in the second period. A neutral zone face-off. Off the draw, controlled and sent into the Williams zone by Andrew Neary. Battle behind the net. The Panthers look to come away with it, come away with a loose puck, almost do. And then Frankie Mork skates away from pressure. Cross-ice pass. Eventually on to the stick for the slug-in of David Italiano. Behind the Panther net before Jacobs collects. Near side boards and comes out to center. Back foot Cellini. Couple passes and quickly the other way Italiano. At the Panther blue line. Chips it further ahead that Tyler Young can control. Board battle picked up now by Neary. Andrew Neary at the red line and in the blue line before chipping it into the Williams zone and going after it. Andrew Neary centered one out in front, but the purple jersey of number 11, Roberto Cellini, picked off that pass. Panthers quickly coming back in. There's a shot by McClellan. It's blocked off behind the net. McClellan goes back after it. Controls. Sends back to the point, but not able to get there in time was Dawson. And it's sent all the way to the Panther zone. 12:20 to go, second period, 2-0 Williams with the lead. Sent around by Stevens, coming up onto this one, Braden Quast, who's not seen much ice time, and he's out there now. Quast, the red line, skates into the zone, backhands one towards goal, it's behind the net, picked up there and skated around by Jonas Hunkele, number 14. Left wing pass, and now here comes Eves to center ice. A chip into the zone by Summers. First one on it, Dawson sends it around the boards near side. Not able to catch up to it, McKee. Back at the point, Carmola. His shot goes wide. Rebound collected behind the net. Still kicked along a little bit. Now to Eves have possession. Hunkele, his shot blocked off in front. Another turnaround attempt. Nope, just dumped down low by Welch. He comes off for a change. Dawson steps around one. Brendan Dawson. There's a pass on off to McKee. Jerry McKee's pass blocked the blue line. And now here come the Eves the other way. Nice pass in front. St. McClellan. The rebound is loose in the crease and swept away. This one comes up and out to center. Collecting it in long and high back into the zone that time was Carmola. Quickly back out. Here come the Panthers. Turnbull got separated from the puck, and then Conrad knocks down the man who separated him, and that would be number 15, Max Fulm. 10:50 to go, second period, 2-0 Williams. A bouncing puck at center ice, knocked down and out corralled and out of the zone by Neary. The backtrack and a pass across by McNamara. Evasive move and a dump into the zone by Fulm. Bouncing in the Middlebury slot before it's onto the stick of Vinny Giasanti. Giasanti, nice moves offside. Not able to get his foot back onside was Joey Piccini. 10:26 to go in the second, 2-0 Williams. Middlebury College Hockey and the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network brought to you by National Bank of Middlebury. Offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs. Branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. Off the tie-up. This one comes up and out to center and the Panthers control. And back into his own end, trying to alleviate himself from some pressure, Bellucci. Now it's Neary. Red line and across the Williams blue. A shot blocked down. There's one captain blocked it right into, shot it right to another. Here come the Panthers again. A centering pass is intercepted. Now Williams comes out to center. It's as far as it gets. Taking a tumble to the ice. Curtella moving ahead with it is Lloyd. Left off, couple drop passes. Bellucci with a drive. Same made a rebound, sat in the slot. Panthers still have it. Dawson, cross-ice pass. Bellucci steps around one, right wing circle. Just couldn't get a shot on goal. You see Williams just diving in after every shot or pass attempt right now, trying to defend ferociously in their own end. 9:22, second period, 2-0 Williams. Backhand up and out to center. Knocked around a little bit. Controlling the puck now is Tyler Young. Young sends a pass on ahead. It bounces around a little bit. Goes to the near side boards. Cellini couldn't control. Now it becomes a board battle. To the point, holding it is Carmola. He'll send behind the Middlebury cage. Going after it on the far corner is Young. Young tied up this time with Quest. Worked out to the left wing circle for a shot that's blocked down. A second attempt by Italiano is behind the net. Italiano goes back there again. Prim, I think, was putting an arm up to defend himself from a possible shot. Now a big hit put on. Dawson lays out a Williams player. Back to the point for a rising shot that's deflected up and over. Penalty call's going to come up against Middlebury. I believe Dawson's going to get the call as the trail referee is going to make the play. Offside is the call, and now Gosselin's going to make the call. Boarding is going to be the call against Dawson. 8:26 to go, second period. And now the Williams power play will go to work. Dawson to go for boarding. Time of the penalty, 11:34. Off the draw, puck comes around the wall and all the way down. No icing as the Panthers killing off power play here. Stepping around, Luke Stickle. Stickle leaves the pass on off, I should say, and moving ahead is Haggerty. Red line dump in, and then goes after it. Miri loses an edge, still trying to shuffleboard it along. Puck work free and out to center. Jacobs trying to step around one, couldn't do so. Hunkele was down the ice. Gets back up. Works back to the point. Hunkele's got it at the right point. Holds. That's a pass across. A fake wrist shot. Now a wrister. High and wide. Cellini took it. Slowly battle on the boards. Hunkele's got it at the right point again. Steps out to the middle. Holds. Gives on off. Italiano. Check that. That wasn't Italiano. That was Hunkele again. A shot. Same Aklon. Rebound on the doorstep. Is swept aside and sent all the way down. Halfway through the power play, 7:23 and counting, second period, 2-0 Williams. Glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panthers radio network. Brett Luthner here at Kenyon Arena. Williams scored two goals in the first 2:54 in this contest, and we've been that way ever since. Eves into the Panthers zone, an onside rush. Around the net with it. A couple shoulder fakes by Mork. Goes back up to the point, Italiano. He's setting up the perimeter right now. On to Sam Gray at the right point. Italiano, right wing circle. Gives on off Mork and back to Italiano. Mork once again. Mork up high, riding the blue line right now. Then gives on off to Gray. Mork and Gray switch spots. Shot, save made. Mork took it. Klein stopped it. Italiano, 8 to go on the power play. Italiano, left wing circle. Big battle going on in front of the net. Italiano going around, sets a pass on off to Mork. Dawson hops over the boards. Power play over. 0-for-1 are the Eves on the man advantage. A shot goes wide. Rebound down low is corralled by Gisanti. And left off for Bellucci. Bellucci spins away from some pressure and has a chance to pass on off at the center. And then slugged further into the Williams zone. Set up behind by Pino. 6 minutes to go, second period. Eves lead 2-0 over the Middlebury Panthers. Back into the Panthers zone this goes. Sent up the boards. Intended for McClellan. It's intercepted. And Neary had it bounce off his stick a little bit too hard, but the Panthers come away anyway. This is McClellan onside into the Williams zone. A shot by Neary goes wide off the one-timer. Rebound far corner. Stevens sends behind the net McClellan. McClellan back into that far corner. Panthers looking to set up. Back to the right point. Cozzolino tried to snap a pass down low, but tied up in there with Stevens. Puck still behind the net. Goes around the wall to the far side corner, picking it up and trying to center out in front that time was Jacobs. Still the tie-up and still the battle down low. Stevens goes around the net and then sends down low again. Well, I've been trying to cycle down here. McClellan's out there. His shot is knocked off into the corner. McClellan, that was actually a Jacobs shot. McClellan trying to do battle. And then this one flips up and out to center. 4:56 to go, second period, 2-0 Williams. A long shot blocker to side by Pinos. Rebound controlled by the Eves and out to center. Quickly Moving ahead the other direction before he gets walled off was Wyatt Glover. Puts it into the Panthers zone. Strickler comes out to center. Intercepted by Cellini. Sends back in. Cross-ice pass. Here goes Greg Conrad. Conrad shooting easily, gloved by Pinos, and he holds on with 4:34 to go in the second period. 2-0 Williams. Middlebury College Hockey and a One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by LaBerge Insurance Agency. Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Face-off to the right of Michael Pinos. It'll be Vinny Gisanti taking it for the Panthers. Panthers control. Dawson sends down low. Glove down by Turnbull. Turnbull tied up with a couple of East players. Back to the point. And Turnbull tried to stick handle around one, but unfortunately he stick handled it right out of the zone. Puts his hand up to say my bad. And then sends a pass on off to Dave Bellucci. Bellucci near side wall. Here's Gisanti onside. Backhand pass just missed Conrad, but deflection comes right back to Gisanti. His shot save made by Pinos. Rebound loose on the near side. And now Williams picks it up and skates out to center. Skate ahead onside is Tyler Young. Young shot easily scooped up and held on to by Stephen Klein. 3:56 to go. Period number two. 2-0 Williams. Faceoff will be in the Middlebury zone to the left of Stephen Klein. Jimmy McKee to take the draw. He'll go up against C.J. Shugart. McKee puts the stick down. Shugart goes in trying to get the jump on the play. Then Shugart wins the draw cleanly. Back to the point. A wrist shot blocked down and goes to the far side boards. Going after it, Malika. Marcus Malika. Shot out front. A nice kick save made by Klein. Losing an edge going after the puck that time with Shugart, and Neary comes out to center. There's a pass on off Turnbull. Shot, and it's a stick save made by Pinos. Going into the wall hard was Luke Stickle. He gets the play on off, and now here comes Williams out in the zone. Moving ahead, Malika. Marcus Malika gets on the brakes in the right wing corner. Trying to send a pass, eventually works its way back to the point for a wrist shot that Klein easily gloves and holds on to. With 3:16 to go here in the second period, Williams with a 2-0 lead. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network brought to you by Foster Motors, home of the We Care People, Route 7 in Middlebury. Colby Cotella steps in to go against Danny Jacobs. Cotella wins it. Shot for the point. And a save made. Might have gotten the side of the net as well. And then another pass to the point. Not able to control it. Was McNamara back out to center. Slugged back in. Behind goes Dawson. And then Dawson steps out the left side of the net with it and has to peel behind that cage again. Trying to spin away from the pressure of Colby Cotella. Just goes off the wall, but it's not out of the zone. It's Glover. Glover steps in, shooting, hit the post on the shot, and then off the rebound, just snagging the puck out of the air, was Stephen Klein. 2:47 to go in the second. Williams leads 2-0, and there's a broken stick on the ice. So a faceoff will come to the left of Stephen Klein, and that puck pressure again, Williams so adept at putting it on, really creating themselves a scoring chance there. And now getting kicked out of the faceoff circle is Vinny Gisanti going in. Joey Pacini to take the draw this time. He'll go against George Hunkele. Hunkele wins the draw, works back to the point. Carmola. Pass out front, the save made by Klein and a rebound. Oh, they're saying it's a goal. They're saying it's a goal. The referee on the play, Daniel Gosselin, said it hit the back post and went in. And now a conference right at the center ice circle. Daniel Gosselin was down by the goal line and he pointed, immediately blew the whistle and pointed at the goal. Neil Sinclair now by the open door at the Middlebury bench. Still a conference now going on with the two linesmen that were in the zone. The goal light did not go on. There are goal judges here at Kenyon Arena. 2:40 to go in the second period. 2-0 Williams, and this is a big call right now. Daniel Gosselin, the referee, emphatically pointed that goal and said it went off the back bar and came out. For
from my angle up here in the press box, it did not look like it hit the back. I thought it might have nicked off the crossbar after Klein got a piece of it. But still the conference going on. Referees, or the officials now they're saying no goal. Okay, they've just waved off the goal. And now Gosselin will go over and explain himself. Explain the call. Still in giving the explanation right now to head coach Bill Kangas. Kangas, not too demonstrative, just getting the explanation from the referee. Kangas in his 29th season, 381 career victories. All 29 seasons behind the Williams bench. So the explanation continues. Kangas a little more demonstrative now. And Daniel Gosselin has his hand on the crest, essentially taking fault for pointing the goal in. Kangas obviously won't be too terribly happy with it, but not too angry with it as well. And so now off the faceoff, a shot goes wide as play resumes around the wall and out the center. So we stay at 2-0, 2.5 to go here in the second period. Puck behind the Middlebury cage, picking this one up, sending it around the wall, but intercepted was Bellucci. Williams setting it up in the Panther zone. Puck goes behind the net. Bellucci tied up this time with Cellini. Coming in to help out Tyler Young. Young skates it around the near side corner, trying to put out in front, but that's knocked off a stick by Tkachuk. Kamil Tkachuk trying to go up the near side boards, helped out and sent out of the zone that time by Jasanti. Going in, getting into it first, Mitch Allen. Puck comes around the near side boards, couple players knocked together. Allen, Jasanti couldn't get to the puck, but a shot from the point blocked down, rebound behind the net. Cozzolito took that last shot. Williams coming out of the zone with this one. Moving ahead, evasive moves is Luke Stickle. Stickle still with it near corner. Puts out in front, a shot save made by Klein. The rebound loose in front. Italiano tried to glove it down and spin a shot on goal, and it was blocked off. The rebound comes out to center, and then eventually back into the Williams zone. Cross-ice pass off the wall and moving ahead with this one. Trying to is Malika. It's over his stick, though, and sent out of the zone by Dawson. Back into the zone. Dawson behind his own net. 70 seconds to go here in the second period. 2-0 Williams. Dawson, pass on up ahead. Chipped further by Turnbull. Conrad trying to one-hand his way through. He couldn't quite do so, but then Conrad goes in and wins the puck. Right at the blue line, though, kicked around a little bit. And a good keep in that time by Conrad. He comes off having had a hard work shift. Neutral zone play. Jacobs further ahead by McClellan. Moving with it, Turnbull. Sanders one out in front. A bouncing puck goes behind the net. McClellan's got it with 37 to go in the period. Centering pass out in front, deflected behind. And Critella comes away with it. Moves it out to center. Backtracking Bellucci. Here's on off for the chip in by McClellan. Nice move at the line and into the slot. And save made. Rebound loose comes out to the point. Holding is Bellucci. Gives on a cross. Holding now is Jacobs. Backhand pass Bellucci. His wrist shot hit the post with the shot. And the rebound sent all the way down. It'll be icing against Williams with 6.5 to go in the second. David Bellucci found his way through his screen. The shot rang off the right post and stayed out. The crowd behind the net there at the clock tower end wanted to celebrate and couldn't do so. Jasanti to take this draw, and now we'll get kicked out of it. There's all sorts of confusion. In goes Tkachuk. Off the tie-up, Williams controls in the corner. McNamara sends it up and nearly intercepted, but that'll finish off the second period of play. Panthers had some opportunities there in the second, but could not put one home. So we stay 2-0 Williams after two periods of play. Our second intermission when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denninger.
It's
Tom Daneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Daneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Daneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Daneker deals, and we make you smile. At Daneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Daneker Virgens, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Daneker Chevrolet.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
The score at the end of two, the Williams Eaves 2, and the Williams, the Middlebury Panthers nothing. Williams 2-0 after two. Both goals were scored in the first period, and they were scored early. 1 minute, 27 seconds into the first period, David Italiano got the Eaves on the board. Tied up in the corner, near side to our right. Stepping away and sending it around the boards is done. Sam Gray, number 9, is sent all the way down. Bouncing puck onside, breakaway attempt. Score! David Italiano, the leading scorer on the Williams Eaves, snuck in behind the defense to breakaway goal a minute 27 seconds in, and Williams leans 1-0. Italiano's 11th of the season. Young and Hilaire, the assist at 127, made it 1-0 Williams. They would double their lead exactly 1 minute and 27 seconds later, this time courtesy of Wyatt Glover. And goaltender Michael Pinos will give you numbers on both goaltenders in just a moment. This one comes up and out to center. Moving ahead with this one, Alex Haggerty, number 23, steps in, shoots. In front, it was a pass and a beautiful one. Slammed home. Williams leads 2-0. That was Wyatt Glover's third of the season. Haggerty and Critella, the assist that came at 2:54. 2-0 Williams, and those have been the only two goals of the game. The shots in the first period were 9-7 in favor of Williams. In the second period, 10-9 in favor of Williams. Two period totals, 19-16. Eaves with the advantage. And they have the advantage on the scoreboard by a count of 2-0 after 40 minutes of play. When we come back, we'll give you
the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bibbets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
We're at the second intermission here. It's 2-0 Williams leading Middlebury here on senior night at Kenyon Arena. This now is the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. We look first at NESCAC play. In Middletown, a game of import for Middlebury fans, Wesleyan leads Bowdoin by a score of 3-2 after two periods of play as we're trying to get the goal scores up on the screen here in that game for Wesleyan. Of course, that was a tie game after one period of play, each team having scored a goal. For Bowdoin, Cody Tedesco, Spencer Antunez scored. For Wesleyan, Walker Harris, Andy Espinosa, and Luke Babcock. Babcock's goal coming with a minute 56 to go in the second. So they're at intermission number two. 3-2, Wesleyan with the lead. Tufts, a 1-0 lead over Amherst. That's after two periods of play in that one. Anthony Farinacci, the lone goal scorer for the Jumbos, as they have a 1-0 lead after two periods of play over Amherst. That one at the Malden Valley Farm in Malden, Massachusetts. And at the Koppel Center in Hartford, they are in the second period of play. And Colby and Trinity with a 1-0 lead. They got the goal in the first period.
courtesy of Ryan Cole. So it's 1-0 Trinity with the lead. And that is after that is in the second period of that game. One game that we do not have goal scorers on, but we do have a score on. After two periods of play, they just went to the second intermission. Hamilton and Connecticut College are tied at one, and Hamilton's going to have a double minor at the end of the second period, or near the end of the second period. They're going to have 3.5 minutes of power play time to start the third period of play in that game. Other NESCAC scores in terms of other sports, or the Middlebury scores, I should say. Middlebury men's basketball, in the second half, have a 15-point lead on Amherst, 91-66. And it's probably expanded. It's 95-80 with about 4 minutes to go in that game, about 300 feet from where we are. So the Middlebury women taking it on the chin, lost to Amherst 67-33 this evening in Amherst. Those are the only two Middlebury teams playing today. The women's ice hockey team will play tomorrow against Colby, tomorrow and Sunday afternoon. That's what's going on there. Some other, as we turn around, we get some other NCAA Division III scores to report. Babson, getting ready to start the third, leads St. Anselm by a score of 1-0 in that game. Utica is up on Stevenson 2-0. SUNY Canton and Oswego. Oswego leads 5-1 on SUNY Canton with 3:15 left in the second period of that one. Concordia, Minnesota, and St. Olaf are underway now. It's a scoreless game. Concordia, Wisconsin trailing Adrian 3-1. And then there are a whole bunch of other games that are not up on college hockey stats. We have to weave our way around to find those. But that is the NESCAC and out-of-town scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Plattsburgh is out Potsdam, but we don't have a live score to report on that one. And look, Manhattanville is at Hobart. I'm looking for Norwich score. I'm not finding one right now. One final in Division III. Lake Forest beat Finlandia 5-2. Here, 2-0 Williams after two periods of play. The third period of action will come up when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold,
the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena, both teams have stepped out onto the ice for the start of this third period of play. The Williams East lead the Middlebury Panthers by a score of 2-0. Michael Pinos gets his crease scuffed in the goal to our right. Stephen Klein, likewise, in the goal to our left. Michael Pinos with the old-school color tan pads, so to speak. Although there is a more modern white stripe going down the middle of it as well. A little bit of a zigzaggy type of stripe on his pass, his pad. Stephen Klein in the Middlebury colors of the white navy blue. Middlebury going from left to right in the white jerseys trimmed in that navy blue. Williams in the purple jerseys trimmed in gold. The black pants, black helmets as well. They're going from right to left defending the Cornwall end. Third period is underway in the Williams zone. A bouncing puck comes to the neutral zone. Stick handled that time by Consolito. Panthers looking to go back the other way. Instead, the intercept. Here goes Mork. Frankie Mork puts a shot that gets deflected behind. Panthers trying to get it out of the zone, and they will. Travis Stevens from the red line. Knuckle puck that's knocked aside by Pinos. Rebound in the far side corner. Knocked up by a couple of players before coming away with this. Taylor Carmola. Carmola to the near side. Sent back behind the net where Frankie Mork's got it. Mork takes a look, steps out the right-hand side. Stick handles past the right-wing boards, is intercepted by Jacobs and knocked off his stick. And then eventually slung back into the Williams end again. Pinos sends around the net. This is up and out of play. Look out. Five rows deep. And it might have knocked down the drink in the process. 18:57 to go in the third period. 2-0 Williams. Face off to the left of goaltender Michael Pinos. Off the tie-up, it's one forward, but then Pinos sticks it aside into the corner. Jacobs, who had won it forward, gives it to Tkachuk behind the net. Tkachuk centered out in front for Allen, and he couldn't quite get a shot off as he was defended well that time by Colby Cotella. So they battle for it. Loose puck, it's Tkachuk again. Tkachuk steps away with it, and the left wing circle just slaps a pass back to the point. A shot, kick save made by Pinos, the rebound out to center. Pinos had trouble seeing that shot through the screen. At the last second, flashed out the right leg and was able to get a piece of it. Dawson. Bellucci. Bellucci, far side boards, the chip into the zone by McClellan. Pinos sets it up behind the net, spins a pass on off. It's controlled by Carmola, comes out the center. Moving ahead, Italiano. Knocked off his stick, back to the neutral zone. And at the red line, it's Max Fold sending it into the Panther end. Braden Quast had it deflect off into the netting, and we get a stoppage of play. 2 minutes and 1 second have gone by here in the third period, and Williams leads 2-0. Michael Pinos takes a little skate in the goal to our right, or outside the goal to our right, I should say. Off the draw, Williams controls. And turnaround shot blocked off to the near side boards. Fold goes in after it. Knocks around with a couple of Panther players. Puck comes out to the neutral zone. Retreating and sending it back in. McNamara, no icing on the tip-in. Quast goes after it. He knocks along with a couple Eves in the corner. Malik sends it around and trying to put out in front. That's intercepted by Quast to the near, to the far corner, I should say. C.J. Shugart. Send down low. It's intercepted and it gets deflected down again. And then Neary trying to get a cycle going on. That was intercepted. Again, this aggressive forecheck put on by Williams, creating some problems right now for Middlebury. Stevens, cross-ice pass, and the Panthers have broken the pressure. Moving ahead, McClellan. McClellan watched there by Keanu Hilary, number 8. Hilary makes the check. Puck comes out to center. Off the wall, it's Summers. Will Summers trying to center out in front, but a block that time by a sprawling Brendan Dawson. And still centered out in front on a second effort, but now the Panthers come away with it. It's Trevor Turnbull.
Turnbull's centering pass was deflected and goes all the way down. This will be icing against Williams. And so we'll get a whistle with 16:40 to go in the third period. And the Eaves lead 2-0. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Face off to the left of Michael Pinos. Off the draw. Controlled. Cozzolino shot saved, made by Pinos through his screen. And a rebound's cleared away. Center ice and the skate in this time by Summers. He had the puck lifted off his stick and back out to the neutral zone. With it now, Frankie Mork. Mork sends the near side boards and in. Cozzolino's got to go back for this loose puck. Behind the net. Pressured this time by White Glover. Glover still on him. Actually passes off. Losing an edge trying to skate around with Jacobs. Turnbull comes in to help out. Gloves the puck forward and skates ahead with it. Back check this time. The send into the zone by Conrad. Everybody comes off for a line change. 4 minutes gone by in the third. 2-0 Williams. Backhanded into the Panthers zone. Belushi goes cross ice. And here goes Middlebury. Danny Jacobs. Jacobs into the Eaves zone. Leaves it on off. Going around. And a stuff attempt out in front by Pacini. From the feed from Neary is knocked aside. Neary gets back defensively to help break up a pass attempt. Young then sends in. Belushi bangs around in the corner on the far side. And then steps away with the loose puck. Left wing pass, trying to step forward was Pacini. He's knocked down, no call. The stick that he stepped on went flying into the Williams zone. Now half boards and a bouncing puck out to center. Collecting and skating in the other direction is Tyler Young. Leaves a pass on off for Cellini onside. Center and out in front. It bounces free in the left wing circle. Chopped out and skated out to center by Belushi. The shot from Tkachuk goes wide. Everybody goes skating over that stick that was stepped on a moment ago. And now here come the Eaves out to center. This is Italiano. Dumps in from the blue line. Comes off for a line change. 14:43 to go. Third period. 2-0 Williams. A little evasive move by Dawson, but it was read well by Luke Stickle. And so Williams gains possession of the puck again. Chipped into the zone. Knocked down, and we play on. With it is Mork. Frankie Mork. Sharp angle shot goes all the way across. Picking it up and starting to skate out is Tkachuk. Pass ahead to McKee. McKee onside. Looks the backhand one. It's deflected behind the net. Rebound collected by Mitch Allen. Thought McKee was going to peel off and didn't. And so now Williams in possession of the puck, Luke Stickle. Stickle gives it on off to Frankie Mork. Mork tries and then gives back. Gets the return on a rejection. Still the Eaves do get it out to center. Stickle. Here's a pass on off onside Shugart. Shugart trying to put one towards goal. It's blocked off and sent all the way down. Ice will be against Middlebury. 13:46 to go in the third. 2-0 Williams. Face off to come all the way into the Panthers zone. The stick that was on the ice ended up being Connor Lloyd's as he finally retrieves it. So that's why there was no penalty call, because it was Lloyd's stick that was stepped on. The tie-up. Williams controls a wrist shot, high rise, and it goes over the bar. Fold took it. From the blue line, the turnaround and sending is blocked down, and the Panthers get out to the Williams zone. Quickly sent back out to center. Giasanti's got the puck. Vinny Giasanti trying to get away from the heavy pressure of George Hunkele. Turnover. Here comes Williams. 2-on-2. Wrist shot save made by Klein. Rebound loose and another Klein save. And goes into the near side corner. Hunkele in there. Tied up with a couple of Panthers. Giasanti and Cozzolito. Now a 2-on-2 battle. Comes free. A shot right into the midsection of goaltender Stephen Klein. 13:05 to go in the third. 2-0 Williams. Our next broadcast here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pre-game show at 6:30. Middlebury taking on Williams yet again in the back end of this home-to-home set. Home-and-home set, I should say. Game tomorrow night at 7. Pre-game at 6:30 right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. A shot off the faceoff, turned aside by Klein. Panthers now come out. Turnbull, center ice, knocked down. collected and skated around by Glover. Sent into the Panthers zone by Haggerty. Back for it is Bellucci. Sent around, but nobody in a Panther jersey waiting for it. And so Williams sets up in the Panther zone. To the near side boards it goes. Turnbull, the first one there. His pass onto the stick of Greg Conrad. Conrad's touch a little bit too harsh on him, though, and now Williams retreats in their own end with Hilaire. Hilaire sends on to the near side boards, spinning away from pressure. Gray blows up, and now the pass ahead from Critella. There's a bouncer that goes all the way to Klein. It's saved, made a rebound, goes wide. That was a bouncer that took a right-hand turn or a left one on Klein. He was able to get a piece of it, but had trouble gathering the rebound. Klein spins it around his own net. All this in the Middlebury zone now. 8 minutes gone by in the third. 2-0 Williams. To the point it goes. Mork, his shot out front, score! Frankie Mork took the initial shot. It was deflected out in front and then slammed home with his 11:52 to go in the third. Roberto Cellini gives Williams a 3-0 lead. 8:08, time of the goal. Right place, right time for Roberto Cellini. And now Williams' lead has expanded to 3. For Cellini, his team-leading 14th goal of the season. And Mork's going to get one assist. We'll see who gets secondary. This one goes into the Middlebury bench, getting a stoppage of play with 11:38 to go in the third period. And so Middlebury once again have to claw their way back from a large deficit here with 11:38 to go. Italiano will get the secondary assist. So for Italiano, it's a 2-point night. Off the draw, sent down low. Shugart. Shugart tied up in the corner with McKee. Still trying to work his way free with the puck. Still a battle along before finally Tkachuk comes away with it. And his pass is deflected and comes out to center. Slugged back into the zone by Gray. Behind the Middlebury cage, this is sent along, and again, this aggressive forecheck, Williams loves to put on. They gain possession of the puck, loose in the near corner. Neary puts the check on, puck spun around the boards, now trying to step away with it, is Braden Quast. Behind the net, here comes McKee. He sends into the zone. Up the wall and out to center. Boyd trying to go back to Dawson. It's deflected. Going in hard on the forecheck was Welch. Welch tied up down in the corner. Dawson comes away with the loose puck and just backhands it up and out to center. When Williams gets this kind of forecheck going, it's very difficult for a team to set up their attack. If one player overskates the puck, the next one immediately is in after it. Panthers do gain the red line and dump into the Williams zone. Spun around the wall, chopped up by a couple of players. Near sideboards, trying to keep Consolito, but he couldn't. Giasanti back to help out. It's Dawson now. Dawson tried to spin it up the boards. It's intercepted and sent down low. The hard around, picking it up and then getting checked for his efforts was Alex Haggerty. Haggerty getting checked by Consolito. Now the puck turned over and the Panthers skate out with this one. Penalty call is going to come up against Williams. Wyatt Glover got the hook in. Power play number 4 for the Panthers. Glover immediately put his head to the sky. Time of the penalty, 10:18. Power play number 4 for Middlebury. They're 0-3, I should say. Puck to the far side boards. Stickle trying to send it out, couldn't do so. Deflected around Giasanti. Here's on for the send lower by Jacobs. Jacobs now has the puck again in the left wing corner. Jacobs. Sharp angle shot deflected up into the netting, getting a stoppage of play with 9:21 to go in third. 3-0 Williams. Middlebury Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Our professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. Lathrop Forest Products, South Street in Bristol. Off the draw, Panthers control. Stevens goes out to Dawson at the left point. Stevens out at the right point. Steps into the circle. Cross-ice pass for a shot that's blocked. Allen took it. A couple Eaves players sprawl to make the block. Another shot through. Another block down in front. Still loose and out behind the net. Jasanti back to Stevens at the point. Jasanti again just outside the right wing circle along the boards. Goes up high for a Dawson shot that's deflected wide. Williams been blocking a lot of shots in this power play for Middlebury. Up the wall, Tyler Young tries to send it out. It's a board battle right by the Zamboni door and eventually up to the Williams entrance. Puck worked right onto the stick of Taylor Carmola, who sends all the way down. Full change on for Williams. 50 to go on the power play. 8:30 to go in the third period. Williams leads 3-0. Onside play, Stevens. Travis Stevens in. Backhand pass in front, and a shot goes wide off the stick of Trevor Turnbull. Back at the point, Dawson now gets a pass from Stevens. Turnbull in the left wing circle. Sends down low. A sharp angle shot. Pinos read all the way. That coming off the stick of Mitch Allen. Back to Dawson at the left point. Holds, gives on to Turnbull, steps in, left wing dot, shot just goes wide. The rebound to Stevens at the right point. 13 on the power play. One-timer, Steve Pinos, rebound is knocked aside. Might have hit the side of the net. Down low, Jacobs couldn't control. Puck spins around the boards, kicked along by Dawson. Power play is now over. Panthers 0-4 with the man advantage. With it, Stevens. Stevens shooting. St. Main to rebound. Just hopped over the stick of Mitch Allen. And now it's a two-on-two the other way. Hustling back Stevens to make it a two-on-two. So the centering pass intended for Cotella was off the mark. Big collision and a penalty call coming up. Interference is going to be called against Mitch Allen. I think he looked up more than anything as he was trying to avoid a collision with George Hunkele, but he's going to get the penalty call for interference and power play number two for Williams. And I can understand why the interference penalty was called by referee Scott Prim when you look at it in real time. On replay, you might say, okay, maybe it wasn't, but on real time, you can understand why. And so power play number two for Williams, who came into this game 20 for 81, 28.8. Middlebury, they have three power play goals in their last game, 73 for 94, 76.6% kill rate. To the point, Mork holds. Mork at the left point nearly stumbled to the ice, but kept his balance. Give Young. Trying to put a pass down low, but not able to one time. It was Italiano. Back to the right point. Not out the first time, but then slugged out the second by Conrad. Line change on for the Panthers. 6:41, third period. A minute 16 to go on the power play. 3-0 Williams. Williams, the team with the man advantage. An onside skate for Frankie Mork. Mork all the way through, and then the puck knocked off his stick by Neary. Back to the point. It's intercepted and sent out of the zone. Retreating for this one, Sam Gray. Gray, and running into the net was Travis Stevens. And not wanting to have a stoppage of play is the goaltender, Michael Pinos. Tries to adjust the post. In the meantime, the play's down and gets sent all the way down. Crowd calling for the net to be off. Pinos just shoves it around a little bit. Said, no, we're good. We're good. We want to keep going. Here's Cellini. Cross ice pass and an onside play. Half minute to go on the power play. Sent for a wraparound attempt that never gets there. Back out to the point. Hunkele steps through. Left wing shot. Save made by Klein with the left, with his right pad, I should say. Rebound to Hunkele at the left point. Cross ice for a wrist shot that's blocked off into the far corner. Going in after is Haggerty. Alex Haggerty with it. Thinks about it and goes back to Hunkele at the point.
Sends down to the left wing boards. Gets the return pass. Look away. His shot. Nice pad save made by Klein. The rebound loose. And the power play is over. Williams 0 for 2 with the man advantage. Behind the Middlebury net. Centering pass out front. Deflected down. Puck comes to the blue line, but not out. Cattell on the keep. Sends down low where Bellucci gathers. Goes behind the net for Dawson. Dawson, now you pass out to center ice. Trying to step up with Jasanti, but it's knocked off of his stick. 4:54 to go, third period, 3-0 Williams. An onside skate into the zone. Shot blocked off. Welch trying to take the shot. Instead, it was rejected. Welch has got it in the near side corner to our left. Puck goes out in front. That's intercepted and out to center. Comes Tkachuk. Chip and chase for him. Tkachuk in the far corner. Now behind the net. He gets a bump there. And moves out to the neutral zone. Quickly back in to the Williams end. Delayed offside knocked down as everybody's touched up. 4:18, third period. 3-0 Williams here on senior night at Middlebury. Back for it is Cozzolino. His pass, trying to move the pass ahead. Neary wanted to catch Williams in a line change, but he fanned on it. Around the board to the near side. Cozzolino, the step up by Turnbull. Both of them couldn't get a pass out in front. And finally, Sam Gray's got it. Gray up the far boards. An onside play for Cretella. Cretella chips it in down low and tries to work the give and go that time with Haggerty. Tie up along the boards and back out. Here's Turnbull hanging out. Turnbull in the zone. Moving, shooting, and back checking nicely. Good hustle. Keanu Hilaire blocked the shot before Turnbull can get it off. 3.5 to go, third period. 3-0 Williams. And that shows Williams and how hard they back check as well. A backhand shot goes wide. Rebound behind the net. The centering pass is intercepted, and the Panthers come out. Here's Turnbull again, and across the Williams line. Turnbull, trying to backhand a pass in front. It's knocked down. A rebound along the wall and out to center. Skating ahead with this one, Italiano. Italiano, he tried to take a shot, fanned on it, and Dawson fouls him to the far side corner. Pass is intercepted, and now the Panthers look to come out with it. Long shot goes all the way down. This is going to be icing against Middlebury with 2:48 to go in the third period, and Williams leads 3-0. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com. Off the tie-up, face-off controlled by Williams. Now down behind the Middlebury cage. A wrap attempt that time, as Shugart slides off the stick and comes out to center. Travis Stevens with it. Stevens onside. Stevens shooting, deflected in front, and it was just behind McClellan. This goes all the way down for icing against Williams with 2:28 to go in the third period of a 3-0 Williams lead. Of course, the look at the out-of-town scoreboard, which every result's important tonight. Wesleyan leads Bowdoin 4-3 late in the third period in Middletown. Loose puck out to center. Skating ahead with this one, Malika. Marcus Malika stood up that time by a strong check by Tkachuk. Off the other way go the Panthers. A wrist shot. Check it out. It wasn't Tkachuk. It was Jacobs that with the stand-up check. Tkachuk took the shot that was blocked down. Jacobs then puts a good thump into Haggerty. 2 minutes to go. Third period. 3-0 Williams. This goes all the way down. Icing against Middlebury this time. And a face-off in the Panther zone with 1:56 to go in the third period. And Williams leads 3-0. Trinity up on Colby 1-0 after two periods. Hamilton and Connecticut College still going on. That's in the third period of play. And it's still 1-1. That game's been nip and tuck all the way through. This one, puck comes out to center. Williams gathers and the send back in. And quickly sent back out. Williams controls yet again.
controlled and backhanded into the zone by Haggerty. 90 seconds to go in the home season for the Middlebury Panthers. They trail by three. A backhand deflects off a Panther player, that being Jacobs, sent behind the net by Cellini. Stick handled and eventually corralled for the send out of the zone by Cozzolino. Chipped ahead by Allen, then the icing. Conrad in a board battle in the corner. Eventually working away with it is Cellini. Sends up the near side boards and now trying to skate out of the zone, Mork. Last minute of play here in this one. Williams with the 3-0 advantage. Stephen Klein staying in the goal to our left is sent all the way down. Andrew Neary back for it. Neary sends a pass on ahead. And the second one. And the Panthers onside. Stevens, left wing circle, leaves on off for a shot. Pinos makes the save. Jacobs, Kachuk sends around the net. This is Jasanti. Jasanti's turnaround shot rejected and comes back out to center. Retreating for it, Bellucci. Bellucci gives a pass on off the chip in. Stevens goes after it. He ties up with McNamara. They still do battle. It's in behind the net now with 10 seconds to go. Williams is trying to kill off the clock down there. 3-on-2 corner scrum. Stevens walks away with it. Still trying to center it out in front. That's rejected. And the Williams Eves come into Kenyon Arena and shut out the Middlebury Panthers by a final score of 3-0. Third career shutout for Michael Pinos as his Eves teammates congratulate him right in his goal crease. And the Middlebury Panthers lose this one by a final score of 3-0. Our post-game recap when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle, no problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
The days are getting longer, and spring will soon be here. Now is the time to start thinking about purchasing a new home in 2017. Give one of our five agents at Champlain Valley Properties a call to start the process. Nancy Foster, Diana Bertheum, Robin Foster Cole, Mandy Daly Hodson, and John Snyder White are all available to guide you through the home buying process. Let their extensive knowledge of Addison County help you get into a home of your own. Stop in our office at 70 Court Street, call or visit us online at ChamplainValleyProperty.com.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Hey, you in the truck going fishing or hunting today? Do you have everything you need to bag that big one? You sure? Let's go over that checklist. Snacks, lures, worms, ammo? How about beer for later and breakfast before you get to camp? How about a whole keg? You forgot something, didn't you? Head on over to Virgin's Redemption right on Main Street. They have all those things. And hey, if you need something a little more upscale for dinner when you get home, they have a great selection of wine too. Virgin's Redemption, open 7 days a week.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Our final score, 3-0. Williams with the victory over Middlebury. There was one goal scored in the third period. It was 2-0 coming into the third period. And Williams would get the third goal of the game at the 8:08 mark, courtesy of Roberto Cellini.
Klein spins it around his own net. Wallace in the Middlebury zone now. 8 minutes gone by in the third. 2-0 Williams. To the point it goes. Mork, his shot out front, score!
Frankie Mork took the initial shot. It was deflected out in front and then slammed home with his 11:52 to go in the third. Roberto Cellini gives Williams a 3-0 lead. Cellini's team-leading 14th goal of the season. Frankie Mork and Tyler Young getting the assist. It was initially credited to David Italiano, but then Tyler Young was then credited with the secondary assist. It came at 8:08, and that gave Williams the 3-0 lead, and that's the way the score would end. Shots on goal in the third period for Williams 10, a game total of 29. For Middlebury 7, a game total of 23. Williams wins 3-0. Overall, they run their record up to 12-6-3, and their conference record to 9-3-3. Middlebury overall drops to 3-16-2. And in the conference, they are at 3-12. When we come back, our stars of the game. One last look at the out-of-town scoreboard to get you set up for the second half of this home-and-home series tomorrow night. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalk?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Now back to the ice for more Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Once again, the final score, 3-0. Williams defeats Middlebury here at Kenyon Arena in what was senior night here for the Middlebury Panthers. These are the stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. For this game, three stars, all coming from Williams. Third star of the game is, excuse me, third star of the game goes to Tyler Young, number 17. Young had two assists on the evening. He's the number three star. Number two star, the goaltender, Michael Pinos, with his third career shutout, a 23-save effort. He gets the number two star. Number one star in the game goes to David Italiano with the first goal of the game-winning goal. He is the number one star of the game. Those are the stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. As it goes in the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard, we get one last look at it before we wrap up for the evening. And we got a couple finals in. Wesleyan defeated Bowdoin by a final score of 5-3. So Bowdoin still 4 points ahead, but this time with three games to go instead of four. So Wesleyan, the 5-3 win over the Polar Bears. Tufts defeated Amherst by a final score of 4-0. They are in the third period, and Trinity and Colby are tied at one, and they are late in the third period in New London, and Hamilton and Connecticut College and the Continentals having all sorts of problems with Connecticut College. It's 1-1 late in the third period in that game in New London. So as the those scores look, the way it's going to set up now, Colby and Trinity still playing. Williams now at 21 points. So as it stands, they are first place, depending on what Colby does against Trinity. Hamilton still playing there in a 1-1 game. Wesleyan gets the win, so they're at 18 points. Tufts gets the win over Amherst, so they're at 17 points. The way it stands right now, Williams in first place, Colby result pending in second, Hamilton result pending in third, Trinity result pending there in Wesleyan's in third as well with Hamilton. Trinity result pending sits in the fourth spot. That could be a three-way logjam for third. That'd be crazy. Amherst is in the seventh spot as Tufts jumps over them into sixth based on that 4-0 win. Amherst at 7, and Bowdoin in the 8th spot right now, still 4 points ahead of Connecticut College and Middlebury going into action tomorrow afternoon and evening. We'll know what happens in front of Middlebury because everybody else playing in the afternoon tomorrow. Games will get started at about 3 or 4 o'clock, depending on the location. And then Middlebury and Williams will start at 7 p.m. We'll have the pregame show for you at 6:30 right here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. On our final score here again on Senior Night, the Williams Eaves defeat the Middlebury Panthers by a final score of 3-0. Jim Tye is always doing a great job back at studio. Thank you to him for engineering this whole broadcast here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. And thank you to you, the fans, for listening to this broadcast of Middlebury Panthers hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. My name is Brett Luthner. One more time, our final score here from Kenyon Arena for the final home game of the regular season. The Williams College Eaves 3 and the Middlebury Panthers nothing. Until tomorrow night, we say good night from Kenyon Arena.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury. Your True Value Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury. Offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge Equals Insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care people on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters.
Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Bristol. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.